సరి మరి సరి
Oh, Thank you. ज्ञान विभू सत्य सनातन प्रभु है नित्य निरंजन विभू
के बिहारी जी।
Taj pada kanala koti chandra shushitala
Taj pada kanala koti chandra shushitala
De chaya jagata jura
De chaya jagata jura
Nonetai binebai Radha Krishna paitena Jeda kori daronita ta Jeda kori daronita pa संबंध नहिया वृता जन्म गेलोता
से संबंध नहिया वृता जन्म गेलोता
से पशु बड़ दुराचार से पशु बड़
Mitai na bori la mune Majina samsara suke
Virja kule ki koribe ta Virja kule ki koribe ta
अहंकार मत होया मिटाय पाद पसरिया
अहंकार मत होया मिटाय पाद पसरिया
असत्य रे सत्य कोरी मानाई
असत्य रे सत्य करिमानी
मिटाय करुणा भावे
राजे
राधा कृष्ण पावे मिटाय करुणा भावे
राजे राधा कृष्ण पावे धारणिताय चरण दुकानी Nitai Pada Kamala
Hello, Houston. Hare Krishna. Thank you for tuning in to the Waves of Devotion at 106.1 FM. This program is brought to you by Hare Krishna Dham, ISKCON Houston. We are your hosts, Radha,
Advaita,
and Vasavi.
We would like to remind all of our listeners that you can also listen to this program live at tunein.com or download the TuneIn app and search for 106.1 FM. Today, the topic is Chandan Yatra, and we will dig deeper into this wondrous event. But first, we will do the reading of the Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, Chapter 12, Text 1. Arjuna uvacha evam satata yuktaye bhaktastvam paryupasate ye chapyaksharam avyaktam tesham ke yoga vittama.
Considered to be more perfect, those who are properly engaged in your devotional service, or those who worship the impersonal Brahman, the unmanifested?
Text 2. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Maya Veshyamano Yema Nitya Yukta Upasate Shraddhaya parayo petas te me yukta tamamatah.
The Blessed Lord said, he whose mind is fixed on my personal form, always engaged in worshipping me with great transcendental faith, is considered by me to be most perfect.
Text 3 and 4. Ye tvaksharam anirdeshyam avyaktam paryupasate sarvatragam achintyam cha kutastham achalam dhruvam sanniyam yendriya gramam sarvatra samabuddhaya te praapnuvanti maameva sarvabhuta hiterata.
But those who fully worship the unmanifested, that which lies beyond the perception of the senses, the all-pervading, inconceivable, fixed and immovable, the impersonal conception of the absolute truth, by controlling the various senses and being equally disposed to everyone, such persons engaged in the welfare of all at last achieve me.
Text 5. Klesho dhiktaras tesham avyakta sakta chetasam avyakta higatir dukham Dehavadhiravapyate.
For those whose minds are attached to the unmanifested, impersonal feature of the Supreme, advancement is very troublesome. To make progress in that discipline is always difficult for those who are embodied.
Text 6 and 7. Ye tu sarvani karmani mayi sanyasya matpara ananyenaiva yogena mam dhyayanta upasate tesham aham samuddharta mrityu samsara sagarat bhavami nachirat partha maya veshita chetasa.
For one who worships me, giving up all his activities unto me, and being devoted to me without deviation, engaged in devotional service, and always meditating upon me, who has fixed his mind upon me, O son of Pritha, For him, I am the swift deliverer from the ocean of birth and death.
Text 8. Mayeva mana adhatsva mayi buddhim niveshaya nivasishyasi mayeva ata urdhvam na samshaya.
Just fix your mind upon me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and engage all your intelligence in me. Thus, you will live in me always without a doubt.
Text 10. Abhyase pya samarthosi matkarma paramo bhava madartham api karmani kurvan siddhim avapsyasi.
My dear Arjuna, O winner of wealth, if you cannot fix your mind upon me without deviation, then follow the regulated principles of Bhakti Yoga. In this way, you will develop a desire to attain me.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yes, Radha. It is starting on Wednesday, now that the summer is starting.
Summer? Not yet. It's still spring. My mom is still planting her vegetables. Anyway, on the day of Chandanyatra, deities in the temple are smeared with sandalwood all over their bodies. I have seen this past few years in the temple. The deities look so different and blissful with sandalwood paste on them. Can you tell me what this yatra is about?
I'm sure Radha would know about this festival. Radha, do you?
Yes, 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 I do. Chandan Yatra is actually celebrated at the peak of summer season. It's so hot that time that, you know, we all like to sit in AC rooms and we like to keep our body cool by wearing light and cotton clothes and savoring lemonade.
Yummy.
So similarly, in order to keep the bodies of the deities cool, sandalwood paste will be, you know, smeared on them. Do you know how this paste is done?
Oh, that'd be interesting to know. Pure sandalwood, huh?
Yep, yep, You're right. Pure sandalwood stick is actually used. And while making this paste, a little bit of camphor is added for
furthering the cooling effect and maybe for smell, smell.
Yeah. And then the paste is smeared on the bodies in the morning, and then they all decorate. And they do decorations and everything, make it very beautiful, and the deities look amazing on the day.
Yeah, I remember making the paste. Sometimes we bring the stuff home and make the paste. Many children from the temple take part in this because this is a fun activity. Now I know why this festival is celebrated in summer.
Yes, correct. This festival is actually celebrated in many temples all over the world. The Jagannath Puri Temple in India celebrates this festival for 40 days with different activities every day. I'm really glad you like this festival, Vasavi.
Yeah, and this is a really nice way to keep our outer and, you know, inner bodies cool. I wish we could do this every day.
You know, it's really interesting you mentioned about outer and inner bodies. Do you know we have one more body called the subtle body? How do we keep that body cool?
Well, the subtle body is our mind, which is our consciousness. I didn't really think about it. How does this keep the body cool?
Well, the mind and consciousness are two different things, but they are both subtle, as you rightly said, and we need to keep our mind cool and our consciousness cool too. Then we'll be really cool. Actually, by keeping our body cool, it sometimes affects our mind too. Our mind is a part of the subtle body. You know, we have the gross body, which is made up of the five senses. What are the five senses, Vasavi?
Eyes, the mouth, smelling, hearing, and
tasting.
And feeling.
And the tongue.
Yeah,
you said the mouth. So eyes, nose, ear, tongue, and skin. These are the five senses. You touch with your skin,
okay.
And you come to know whether something is hot or cold. Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the whole point of Chandan Yatra. We have the gross bodies, but we also have our subtle bodies, which is made up of mind, intelligence, and ego.
Ego, how does that work?
You know, do you know the meaning of ego, any of you? What's the literal meaning of the word ego?
Literal meaning, but you know, like when someone talks back to you, you feel the need to defend yourself and, you know, make sure that your ego doesn't get hurt.
Like your pride.
Basically.
Right. Ego actually means identity, what we identify with. So sometimes my ego is that I'm a man, someone else's ego could be I'm a child, or your ego, Radha's ego, could be I'm a woman, I'm a girl. So everyone has their what they identify themselves as. That's called ego. And when you say pride, as Vasavi said, ego means pride, that's actually false ego. That's when we are falsely proud of what we think we are.
Oh, that makes sense.
So there is a true ego and then there is a false ego. False ego in Sanskrit means ahankar. To identify with something which we are not. For example, if you think, if tomorrow you start thinking, oh, I'm the car, you just for some weird reason start identifying with the car. Then when you feel hungry, what would you do?
Eat?
Huh?
When you feel hungry, you eat.
You eat, but if you think you're a car, then what do you do?
You get gasoline.
Yeah, you say I'm so hungry, and then you go to the gas station and you pump some gas into your mouth because you're thinking I'm the car. You're in a false ego.
Okay.
So because we are in the false ego of thinking who we are not, that is called ahankara or false ego. So that's a subtle element. Just like the subtle body is mind, intelligence, and false ego, which makes us think that I am this body, that I am a man, I am a woman, I am a girl. In reality, we are none of these. We are actually the spirit soul which is experiencing these things within the body. So there's the gross body, there's the subtle body of mind, intelligence, and false ego, and then beyond that is the soul, the consciousness. So you mentioned two words in the beginning, mind and consciousness. So mind is a part of the subtle body, and consciousness is different from the gross and the subtle body, which is the soul, which is our true identity, which is what who we really are.
That's nice. I mean, yeah, some people may realize know that, you know, you're the soul and not the body, but how do you realize it? You know, how do you realize that you are not this body?
Interesting, very good question. It's very simple, but not easy. The very simple thing is, if you want to realize that we are not the soul, then we just chant. It's recommended in the Kali Santaran Upanishad. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Iti Shodashaka Nam Kali Kalmasha Nashanam. These 16 words of the Hare Krishna mantra, they destroy the ill effects of Kali. So when we chant the Hare Krishna mantra, our mind is getting purified from all the negative energies and negative frequencies of pride and greed and anger, and our false ego is slowly turning into true ego. When we chant and hear the Hare Krishna mantra, our false ego is destroyed and it transforms into true ego. Our pride transforms into humility. Our anger transforms into tolerance. Our envy transforms into compassion. That's the effect of chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And along with chanting, just remember A, B, C, D. Can you do that, Vasavi? Can you remember A, B, C, D?
Yeah.
All right. So the A, B, C, D of Krishna consciousness is A for association. Right? When we associate with devotees who are chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, then we also get the inspiration and inspiration to chant the Hare Krishna mantra in our life. And when you go to the association of devotees, devotees are doing kirtans, devotees are chanting, they are serving Krishna. Yeah. So we automatically perform these activities, which without our knowledge is actually purifying and transforming our false ego into true ego. And then that's A for association. B for books.
Prabhupada's books.
Yes, if you read, when we read Srila Prabhupada's books, it gives us the intellectual conviction why we should chant the Hare Krishna mantra, why we should perform bhakti, why we should perform devotional service. And then with that intellectual conviction, we'll be able to perform bhakti even much better. So that's B for books. C in Krishna consciousness is for?
Cooking.
Or chanting.
Oh.
C is for chanting, yep. Which we already covered. And then D. D in Krishna consciousness is for? Guess what?
Deity worship.
Well, that's deity worship. Or it could be diet. A spiritual diet.
Yeah.
fasting?
Prasadam.
Yes, spiritual diet means, yes, fasting, but also means that we only eat Krishna Prasad. We only eat food which is offered to Krishna. If we can maintain a Krishna diet, which may be opulent, but as long as it's offered to Krishna, then we are protected from, our actually mind is transformed. Without our knowledge, our false ego is transforming to true ego just by eating. How cool is that?
That is cool. How does food do that? I don't get it.
You know, when bhakti enters food, it becomes prasad. Because what we are actually eating, when we offer to Krishna, we cook it with love, right?
Yeah.
And then we offer to Krishna with love. Then Krishna accepts it with love.
Yeah.
And then we are served prasad with love. So what's the main ingredient of prasad?
Bhakti.
Bhakti.
Bhakti or love. And therefore, when you eat that prasad, the consciousness of the cook is in the food. Did you know that? That whatever is the consciousness of the cook while cooking, that consciousness enters into the food.
So say the cook is feeling really, really angry. So when you eat the food, you'll feel angry?
Yeah. You know, those elements would go into you. And you will find out that this food tastes different than usual. Because you can taste the consciousness within the cook, within the food. And then those elements go inside of you. Those emotions go inside of you without your knowledge. And then suddenly you start feeling irritated or something.
So weird.
Right.
It's cool.
Yeah, but don't take this excuse to start blaming your mom for how you're feeling. You cooked not in proper consciousness.
Basavi.
That doesn't mean that. But yes, it's a fact. And then the consciousness with which the food is cooked, that's the first step. The consciousness in which the food is offered to Krishna, the consciousness in which the food is served on your plate, all of that actually seep into the food that we are eating. Those emotions go into the food, and when you eat that, that nourishes you or it makes you irritated based on what the consciousness of the entire process was. So food, honoring, eating food is not just eating food. We call it honoring the prasad. Honoring, do you know what's the meaning of prasad?
The bhoga that is offered to Krishna.
Right, but what is the meaning of the word prasad? It's a Sanskrit word. Any guesses what it means?
I've heard it. It means happiness?
Quite close. You want to give it a try?
Oh, calmness.
It's mercy.
Okay.
Prasadam, the literal meaning of prasad.
Yeah, okay, I understand now.
It means mercy. So when it's actually Krishna, he accepts the food. Now you may be thinking, well, I offer the food to Krishna, to the deity. But if you say that he eats the food is right there. It's the plate is just the way it was when I offered it.
I thought that when I was young too.
So how does Krishna accept it? Do you, when you were young, you wondered about it. Do you know?
I thought he ate through his eyes.
Yes.
I thought he ate through his, like, his face or something. I didn't know that it was. I thought it was like, I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah.
My mom told me he ate through his ears.
Yeah, actually, Krishna can, you know, our senses can do only one thing at a time. Our hand can only touch or grab. Our eyes can only see. Our mouth can only eat or speak. But Krishna, because he is absolute truth, all his senses are interchangeable.
What does that mean?
Which means he can eat with his hands, he can eat with his mouth, he can hear what his eyes can do, his mouth can do the same thing. What his mouth can do, his eyes can do the same thing, because he is not limited. We are limited. Our power of the eye is limited. Our eye only can see. But for Krishna, in the Brahma Samhita, in the Govinda Madhi Purusham prayers that we sing every morning and just before the radio program, It actually says Anga Niyasya Sakalendriya Vrittimanti, which means all your Anga. Anga means all your senses, limbs. Mm-hmm. Anga Niyasya Sakalendriya Vrittimanti. Each of your sense can perform the action of all other senses. Anga Niyasya Sakalendriya. Sakala means every. Indriya means senses. One of your limbs can perform the activities of all the senses. So his eye can actually perform the act of eating.
Oh, but our eyes can only see.
Yes, but his eyes can do everything that all the other senses could do.
So like that's his ears can see, smell, eat.
There you go.
That's
the difference between God and us. And that's why Krishna eats it, but still it's kept as it is, because what he's really after is not the food stuff that you've prepared. He gets much better food stuff in Vaikuntha, in Goloka Vrindavan. He is actually after the love with which you are offering it. Just like if suppose your mom gives you a packet of cookies, right? And then you say, wow, mom, you gave me a packet of cookie. You open it and you say, first one for you. Right?
Yeah.
And your mom is like, oh, you're so nice. And she hugs you and she takes the cookie. She eats it. She has tears in her eyes. Right?
Yeah.
Now, what happened there? Is she like happy because you gave her a cookie? Was she hungry? Was she starving for a cookie? Oh my God, you gave me a cookie. You're so merciful.
No, I think she was looking for something more.
What was like, she? Why is she
like, why is
tearing
she happy?
Up? Yeah. Why do you think?
Because of the love of her child.
Yes, because the child thought of me. I don't need the cookie, but the act of the child thinking about, yeah, first one for you, mom, just makes it so much more loving. That is what Krishna is after. Before I eat, Krishna, I want you to first accept it. He's our eternal father, and so as he's the father of all the souls, he's our source, we belong to him. So if we just show this love, this act, he accepts that love and leaves the ingredients as it is. And all of these ingredients are infused with Krishna's love and Krishna's energy when we offer it with our own intention of love.
That's amazing.
That is prasad, and that's why if we always honor Krishna prasad, just by eating, just by honoring prasad, it, you know, when we offer it, transforms from food to prasad, from bhoga to prasad. So at that time you don't eat food, you honor the mercy. It becomes prasad because Krishna has infused it with his love and mercy. And when you're eating your regular food, which looks like your regular food stuff, it's actually transformed mercy. So just by honoring prasad, you're making spiritual advancement. You're transforming your heart.
That's actually cool, because I know that some of the kids at the temple, they're so much more like, they receive the higher taste.
Right.
Like, you know, now when they go out and they eat food from like really, really, really expensive restaurants, and they don't really feel that way as they do with regular prasadam, which is actually really, really cool.
Yeah, that's true. That's why, because the consciousness of the cook goes in, the consciousness of, and you get a special different kind of taste in prasad that you can't get even with the best of the cooks, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. I'm just like, what?
So now do you understand? You asked me the question. I thought we got sidetracked, but for a good reason.
Yeah.
That subtle bodies are mind, which is our conscious. I do not think about it. How to keep the body cool, which means how to keep the subtle body cool. Can you summarize? Any one of you, Radha or Vasavi, what did you understand? How do you keep your subtle body and your consciousness cool?
Just know your ABCDs that Prabhuji just taught us.
There you go. So can you summarize what is ABCD?
A is for association. So if you associate with devotees, you will get that, you know, taste, and you will keep your inner body cool. That's A. And B are for books. So it will tell you how to, you know, keep your body cool and how to keep a good consciousness and Krishna consciousness. And C Bhakti is for, yeah, chanting.
Yep.
So if you chant, your mind will be cleansed of everything bad. And then D is for
diet.
Prasadam. We just talked about it.
Yes.
Yep. Diet. So prasadam is infused with Krishna's love and Krishna's mercy.
Yep, so you just follow the ABCD of Krishna consciousness, of bhakti yoga, and your body and your mind and your consciousness will be cool.
So now we know how to keep all three bodies cool and calm. And you know, I hope our listeners will do it too, you know. Instead of rubbing chandan all over their body every single day, you can just follow the ABCDs. You'll be perfectly fine.
Yep. That's how it is. And so now it's time to end our program with the sweet words and sound vibrations from Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of ISKCON, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra that we will be hearing from him. And at the end, a simple announcement for inviting all of you for Sunday feast program.
Sri Rupam Chakra Jatam.
So everyone, please join us for a Sunday feast festival every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. We have prasadam, we have kirtan, we have a discourse on the Bhagavad Gita, some great personalities. We also have Sunday school for children. It's from ages 4 to 15. And it's very, 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 very fun because me and my brother Vasu were both in it. And we had so much fun in that class. Every project, everything. And at 7:30, we also have aarti, and we also have really, really good prasadam, which is the D from ABCD. It's an all-vegetarian feast, and it's super good. It tastes really, really, really good. Better than outside.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama.